The Shaky Knees Music Festival returns to Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta this weekend. More than 60 bands and musicians will play over the course of 4 days. We'll hear from a different Shaky Knees artist every day this week. So let's kick it off with Korean-American indie rock band Run River North. We spoke to lead vocalist Alex Hwang and guitarist Daniel Che.
Hey, my name is Daniel, and I play guitar in the band Run River North.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I also play guitar and I sing in the band Run River North. We are as Korean American as you can get, I think. It's not that we really wanted to talk about it, it's just when people see us, obviously people have questions. The kind of questions that we get are usually catered to, like, do your parents know that you're doing this? Or is this what you wanted to do? Or, you know, you're like the Asian, et cetera, et cetera, and stuff like that. And so, you know, we could be confused about answering those questions, or we can kind of be intentional about it. And so I think just the fact that we are who we are, we have to kind of address it whether we want to or not, our heritage and our ethnicity. And so it's been great. I don't think it's been something that we don't like to do, which it's also just made our music and our intentions for what we're doing just a little bit more engaging for us and more thought-provoking, I guess. I hear you calling, we're burning daylight.
We are all Korean, but we're all obviously second generation. So we consider ourselves American. It's interesting when we get together to make music. We're not trying to make Korean American music. This is the music that we grew up on. Like we like bands like The Strokes, XX. You know, you name it. Yeah, it's interesting to see people assign or automatically assume that we're making Korean music. But like Alex said, I think it just comes with the territory and. It's exciting for us because we are kind of, there aren't six other Asians in a band doing rock music, so it's very interesting for us, and I think we're super lucky to be able to do this.
We have an EP out, but the album that we have out is called Drinking from a Salt Pond. And one of my favorite songs that we wrote and created was a song called 29. And it's about the time, around the time I was turning 30. So I was kind of just looking back at my 29th year. And the conversations around that were just, you know, what are you doing with your life? Like, you know, you're about to get married. My mom was diagnosed with cancer. And we're doing the second album. And making this album, and I think when turning 30 as well, it's like, who cares whether when I turn 30, or who cares how much drama goes into making all these songs? And then wondering, like, you know, is that why you're doing it? And why do we do these things? Why are we pursuing this as a band? Like, is this better than anything else? And I think more than finding answers, it was just having a space just to ask those questions. And to me, the song 29 is my space to ask those questions, to just be okay with not knowing things and feeling like that's I'm not the only one, I think. I know the shadows are the only ones. I know the shadows are the only ones. Trees grow where the ground's all right. Die old in the middle of the night. Words in my head to sleep. Keep me up until the body disagrees. Keep me up until the body.
The song that I'm most drawn to from the EP is called Drinking from a Salt Pond, or just Salt Pond, which the album was named after. I like it because it's very personal, and when we were finishing our first album, there was a turning point in our songwriting. And I think that happened when Alex shared this song. And at the moment, at that time, the band was going through a lot of stuff internally, just a lot of personal fights. And the lyrics weigh heavy. And I think we're comfortable enough to understand and accept that the song was probably about us, or I know for a fact, like, part of it was about me directly, and I'm sitting here right next to him. But I think being able to create a safe place in the band and write music that captures such honesty is beautiful. And I think every time we get to play that live, it means something else, or it almost like takes me back. And I don't know, that's kind of transcendent from, you know, the day-to-day mundane things that we all go through. And I think that's very special that we get to do in this life.
That was Alex Hwang and Daniel Che from the band Run River North. They perform at the Shaky Knees Festival in Atlanta this Saturday at 2:45 p.m. I saw you fall into this pit. I heard you screaming curses and shit. Your tongue was heavy, I didn't understand. All that confessing with that cup in your hand. You were drinking from a salt pond, laughing with your foretone. You're not the one I've known before. Don't wanna hear another word from you. Hold your breath, I'll hold mine too. Hold your breath.
Hold your breath, I'll hold mine.